It's wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God with this awesome worship. We come to the Daily Devotional today and part 35 of this series, simply titled Agape Love. And today we look in John's Gospel and we're going to go from verse 15. Now my Bible titles this little section I'm going to read you. It titles it, Peter's Restoration. Peter's Restoration. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord. Peter replied, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, said Peter, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time, he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Jesus asks that question three times. And you look at it on the face of it and you think, what is God doing? What is Jesus doing? But he asks him three times, one after the other. Imagine if I were to say to you, do you love me? And you were to say yes. And then I said, do you love me? Again. You'd say yes. And then I said, do you love me again a third time? You'd think I was hard of hearing. You'd think I was nuts. But Jesus isn't nuts. Jesus is about his Father's business. And Jesus knows what he is doing. He knows exactly what he is doing, beloved. Jesus knows exactly to the second what he is doing. And the Bible titles this section, Peter's Restoration. Peter needed restoring. You see, not long before, when he was in the upper room, and he told the Lord that he would always love him and he would go in his place and he would die in his place. Jesus said, really? You would die in my place? Really? And then Jesus said, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. Before the cock crows, Peter, guess what? You're going to deny that you even knew me, let alone love me, let alone care for me. You will be denying that you ever came in contact with me. That's how much you love me. Did you notice that? Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times, said Jesus. So now Jesus is asking Peter this pointed question, do you love me? And he asks him three times. And it's almost like each one of those times counteracts the denial. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I do. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, you know I do. Then feed my sheep. And I believe today, as you listen to Worship Radio 247, your Heavenly Father is saying this to you, John, Jackie, Susan, Sonia, Ahmed, Philip, Nigel, Joshua, do you love me? I want you to do something for me so that we can personalize this. I want you to say your name out loud now. And Jesus would say right after your name, do you love me? What is your answer? Is your answer yes? Did you declare the word yes? Say it again. Do you love me? Says Jesus to you right now. Do you love me? Do you love me? And if you're saying the word yes, I believe that Almighty God is saying to you now, then feed my sheep. Go tell people about me. Stop being quiet. Stop being ineffectual. Stop turning around and not talking about me. That doesn't mean to say that you've got to go out on the streets and preach. It doesn't mean to say that you've got to ram Jesus down the throats of every single person that you come in contact with. No, not at all. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that I believe the Lord is saying to you, I want you now to be effectual, not ineffectual. I want you to show people, says the Lord, just how much you love me, and just how much I mean to you. Let me try and give you an example of what I'm saying here. Imagine you have just met your loved one. Just imagine you have met the love of your life. Now, if you've already met the love of your life, you'll know how this feels. So just imagine the day you met the love of your life, the day you realized that that was the love of your life. Did you keep it quiet? Did you not say anything to anybody? Did you not ring up your friend and say, oh my goodness, you never guess what's happened to me today. I have met the love of my life. Did you not bore people constantly by talking about this person? Day in, day out, night in, night out. Did you not bore them? Well, I believe Jesus is saying to you today, I am the lover of your soul. You tell me that you love me, and therefore I want you to tell the world about me and about what I can do and about what I have done in your life. You see, I believe this. I know this. That Worship Radio 247 was designed to bring God's love to you through the power of media. And I believe, and I know that 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 every single day, God's love is pouring through the airwaves. God's love is pouring through the internet. Into your lives so that you are feeling it into your life especially. You are sensing it and you are feeling it because of this intense worship. And therefore, as God fills you full of His love, He is wanting you to be effectual. He is saying to you today, I am in the business of restoration. And by you saying that you love Jesus in the way that you have said that you love Jesus today, today is the day that you are being effectual and not ineffectual. You see, now Christianity takes on a new turn. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. You are becoming a follower of the way. You are now seeing the love of God in such a new way. You see, all doctrine, all the divisions of the church, and there are many divisions in this world, many different denominations, and all of these different denominations believe different parts of the Bible and different bits, and they are full of doctrine. But in my mind and in my brain and in my heart, I know this to be true, that the one thing that is missing from the church and from denomination is the love of God. And Jesus said these words, this is the greatest commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That is the greatest commandment. Beloved, if we start from that point, just imagine this, if we start from that point where Jesus said, this is the greatest commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If that is the greatest commandment and we start from that point, we know this, that everything else will follow. The Word of God says, seek first the kingdom of the Lord and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Say that with me. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Say it again. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. The greatest commandment is love one another as I have loved you. And therefore, if we start from there and we begin to love one another as Christ has loved us, if we do that, guess what happens? All doctrine falls flat on the floor. All doctrine falls away. Because if you read the Word of God, I can't find doctrine in there. Doctrine, I believe, beloved, is man-made. And I believe it detracts away from the love of God. Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I do. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Jesus says to you now, do you love me? What is your answer? And then Jesus would say to you, then from today onwards, be effectual. Be effectual. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. Teach us, Lord, to be effectual in your service. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.